All right, folks. Every now and then, I have to go out here and try to tackle some of these challenges that our business community is facing. And as soon as I knock down one condition, up pops another. People have decided that they can increase their business by being more anonymous. Now, tell me how that makes sense. Somehow they've been led to believe that if they increase their anonymity, that somehow sales and profits will follow.
So they're like in a witness protection plan for business?
Let me tell you. Let me try this again. Check this out now. If you increase your, if you make it harder for people to find out who you are, how to contact you, then somehow that's going to make your business more effective. I'm lost on that one, folks. So instead of being in business, some companies and business owners have chosen to be incognito. Let me break it down to you.
And not the group.
Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Let
in
me
that
tell
order.
You. Let me tell you what incognito means. Incognito means concealing one's identity or pertinent information in order to avoid notice or formal attentions. Now, that runs anathema to me to what you want to be in business for.
Right.
Are you in business to conceal your identity and pertinent information in order to avoid notice or formal attentions? Now, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what incognito means and some of the symptoms. So when I had to get out my white jacket, had to get my test tubes lined up, had to get my white mice in the treadmill, and I had to do some little research here, folks. And this is what I found out. I went out and did some research. I went on the internet. I went to a website, for instance, to see if they had this condition of incognito. I noticed right away they didn't have an About Us page. I thought, okay, maybe that's forgiven. Because it takes some time to write these things. These things just doesn't flow out of your head. They didn't have a good writer.
So basically, they went into business and didn't really know what they were about.
They didn't know what they were about. I'm just going to assume that they hadn't found a writer like myself or somebody to help them put the content together. So that's forgivable.
Okay.
But then I decided to dig a little further.
Okay.
I went to the contact page. And then the first thing I noticed, there was no phone number.
No phone number.
So I'm saying to myself, how am I going to contact this business if I have a question?
And this is in 2015?
This is in 2015. Woo! I also looked a little further. I thought, okay, maybe some people just don't like the phone. They have an aversion to this, having this device to their ears. So maybe.
Even though 85% of the population has a phone.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
85.
Trying to give them the benefit of the doubt here. So I looked a little further, and then I noticed there was no email address either. Oh. I said, wait a minute. This is starting to be a problem. There's no About Us page. There's no phone number. There's no email address. Only thing they have that little form where you can put the, you know, put your name.
Oh, yeah, a little.
But let me tell you something, folks. I don't know about you.
I'm nervous about auto forms like that.
I don't
that.
Mind filling out the form, but I do like to know who they're going to.
Right.
I met you at this networking function. You gave me your business card. It had a phone number, but it didn't have the email address. So I go to your contact page, and there's this little form. It doesn't say who it's going to. It may be going to your boss. It may be going to your significant. I don't know where it's going. I'm going to be a little reluctant to put my information in this form.
Could be going to a data mining company.
But, William, let me tell you something. I'm still giving people the benefit of the doubt, okay? I get all kind of reasons for this incognito. Some I understand. Some just baffle me. They just puzzle me to no end. Now, some people, they're trying to protect their day job, okay? I know you got your little hustle on the side. You don't want the boss to know you're out here trying to be a baller on the side. So you're kind of hiding your information from the boss, okay? Some people may be hiding from the IRS or the INS. Heck, they may be hiding from ISIL. I don't know. But there's some hiding going on when this incognito is taking place. Some people may be hiding from the bill collector. You know, these college, if you've got a college loan, a student loan,
right.
These guys can be ruthless. They may be out there trolling the internet looking for you. And if you got the information on this website, that's one more way they can contact you. Maybe you got some child support issues out there. I don't know. People are trying to find you. So you're saying, I got to be hidden. Maybe somebody's stalking you. Maybe it's a telemarketer. Maybe it's an old boyfriend or girl. I don't know what it is. But for some reason, people have decided they need to go into incognito. I'm not saying that is wrong or right. I'm not being judged. Only thing I can say that if you're in business, people need to be able to find you. Let me tell you why this might cause a problem. Some people, myself included, might have problem giving their money to somebody they don't know who the heck it is. Think about it. You got skinheads out here. You got people in terror organizations. And if you don't have any information on there about who they're giving your money to, you don't know who you're supporting.
Well, part of that problem, Robert, you have to remember, some people do everything based on price.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. But personally, I have a problem giving my money to a total stranger.
Right.
I may be ready to, I have a $1,000 credit card in my hand. I'm ready to give you this money. I may just have one little question about the chipping, or I may have a question about how soon would I hear back from somebody. But yet, I've got to fill out a form to have that question answered.
Wow.
I'm going to pause. I might decide to sleep over the weekend, and then that buyer's remorse creeps in, and you're not going to get my $1,000. Now, some people say, hey, Robert Gatewood, you don't understand my situation. My situation is different. It's unique. Some people are going to say, Robert, you don't know what I'm up against. Now, I'm going to give you that. But I tell you something I do understand. I might not understand your situation, but I do understand this. I do understand that if you don't make it easy for people to contact you and place an order, you will be out of business faster than a sled chopping July. I'm telling you that right now. Now, that much I do understand. I know that if you don't make it easy for people to see your contact information before they give you money, you're going to appear shakier than a wooden ladder. I'm telling you. Now, that much I do understand. So let me tell you this. We need to tackle this problem. This is a problem that's causing businesses to fail. Now, you're saying, Gatewood, that can't be that serious. But think about it. I want you to just pause for a minute.
Right.
Let's pause for a minute. People would really like to give you their money. They would like to do business with you. You're saying to yourself, I want you to do business with people in the community. I want you to do business with me, Robert Gatewood. But I go to the website and you don't see any of my contact information. And some websites don't even put the name of the company on the website. They got some made up name from a domain, and then they expect you to give them their money.
Right.
Now, I'm tired of going to places where business owners don't look like us. I'm tired of our kids not having a place to work in the summertime. Tired of businesses filling into Williams' business card morgue. And you're not making it any easier by being undercover, by being nebulous, by being Byzantine, by being surreptitious, by being esoteric, by being incognito. I know sometimes being in business is a challenge, so I'm going to just calm down for a minute. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to get that contact information on your website. I want you to let people know how to reach you. Get yourself a phone number, even if it's a phone answering service.
Yeah.
Get yourself an email address, one that bears the name of your company. I want you to put that in there. Because let me tell you something, folks. I can't tell you how to run your business. But that one thing that I do know, I know what it takes to get customers. Sometimes, if you're not ready to do these things, people, hate to break it to you like this, maybe you're not ready to be in business.
Well.
Let me say that again.
Repeat that for him, brother.
I can't tell you how to run your business, but I can tell you this. If you're not willing to share information on how I'm going to contact you to give you my money, it's just possible you're not ready to be in business, folks. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Because let me tell you something, folks. Here at the Marketing Pulpit, we don't hold any punches. We're here to put businesses on the map. We're here to build these strong businesses so we can put our people to work. Let me tell you something, folks. It's not that hard. If you want to stay in business, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing.
At the right time.
And you got to do it right, people.
All right, folks. Enough talk. Let's get to work. There are some
people. 1450 WOL.